The following content is for informational purposes only and does not consider legal, tax, or investment advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. All future projections, forecasts, or forward-looking statements are inherently uncertain and subject to change. Investing is limited to verified accredited investors under Rule 506C of the Securities Act. The SEC has not passed upon the merits of any offering by Charge Capital.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. This is where we try and cut through the noise, really, to give you some actionable insights, especially if you're maybe just starting to look at the energy investment world. So today, we're taking a closer look at battery energy storage systems. You know, BFES. They're pretty fundamental for the clean energy transition. But for an investor, the big question isn't just what they are. It's, well, how do they actually make money? There's this idea, maybe an assumption, that the way these sites earn revenue is basically the same everywhere. Is that right, though?
Yeah, that's a really common starting point, actually. And the simple answer is, definitely not. There really isn't a one-size-fits-all strategy for BCS revenue. Absolutely not. You see, every single location, it kind of has its own, let's call it energy personality. It's unique.
Energy personality. Okay, I like that.
Think of it like this. Maybe a BS system in a busy city center, it might make most of its money from, say, reacting super fast to grid changes, playing on those small, quick price spikes. But then maybe another site way out in the country next to a huge solar farm. That one might be all about storing up massive amounts of cheap solar power during the day.
And selling it when demand peaks in the evening.
Exactly. Big scale energy arbitrage. It's a totally different tasks, you know, and completely different ways they're bringing in revenue.
Okay, so it's not like a template you just apply. It's much more like custom tailoring for every single site. And this is where it gets really interesting, I think, for investors. Because our sources, they mentioned that some sites can actually stack different income streams together.
That's right.
You mentioned arbitrage, buying low, selling high, but also maybe adding things like, what, EV charging, or getting paid to help balance the grid during peak times, these demand response programs.
Precisely. Some sites can absolutely layer these things, but it's not always the case. Others might find it much more profitable to just focus, really laser focus, on one single high-value opportunity. Mm. It really depends on so many factors, like the physical setup of the site, what the local energy market rules are, the existing grid connection. It's complex.
Right. So given that complexity, does that mean it's, you know, mostly the big established players who can navigate this? Or are there smart ways to pinpoint these opportunities even for others?
Well, it's exactly that detailed understanding that makes the difference. Companies focusing in this space, like XURA or Charge Capital Partners, they go through a really rigorous evaluation, often bringing in outside experts too. Their whole goal is to design the most profitable and, importantly, compliant revenue model for each specific project they take on.
Rigorous evaluation.
Yeah.
Okay. But these energy markets are incredibly complex, right?
Yeah.
How do they make sure they're focusing on the right things? What are the absolute must-haves in that evaluation?
Yeah, good question. They're looking for the highest impact stuff. It starts with a really deep dive into energy usage patterns, understanding how power actually flows. Then they'll scrutinize the utility setup, the tariffs, looking for cost structures and potential savings. Yeah. And of course, checking if connecting to the grid is even feasible and how smoothly that can happen.
Yep.
And this is crucial. They meticulously research all the available incentives and rebates, you know, state programs, federal programs. These can massively change the economics. I remember one project where finding this slightly overlooked state grant for grid upgrades just completely flipped the numbers, turned a pretty good investment into a fantastic one, just by leveraging that right incentive.
Wow. Okay, so getting that detail right is key.
Absolutely. All these pieces allow them to really maximize the return for each specific site, and that directly affects how profitable your investment could be. So tying it all together, the main takeaway here is really clear. Customized strategies are everything in BS. It's non-negotiable for success. This tailored approach, it maximizes the returns for you, the investor, but it also does something else. It builds out that critical clean energy infrastructure we need.
Makes sense.
You get optimized profits, you help create a stronger, more resilient grid, and you position yourself for, well, long-term growth in a sector that's really taking off. Just remember, no two BS sites are the same, and honestly, that diversity is a good thing.
That's a really powerful point to end on. For you listening, maybe think about how that kind of detailed site-specific thinking leads to not just an efficient investment, but a really robust one. It's about building a smarter strategy for a smarter grid. Something to consider as you explore the energy landscape.